By this time, it is okay to resume class physically because we now understand what is this virus and how to prevent it. I think even the majority of the population, they now understand the seriousness of the COVID-19. So we are all aware what we should do, even though not all schools are prepared in terms of the, you know, infrastructure to cope with the COVID-19. But as a principle, I think it was time to go back to normal life because we cannot hold the education of the kid sine die because we don't know when this pandemic will end. So it is necessary and it is timely that we go back to normal life, taking care of all the measures that the government has announced to avoid the spread of COVID-19.
Are you therefore saying it was a necessary risk for the government to begin opening schools on Monday?
You see, since we don't know when this pandemic will end, we cannot hold the education of the kids without knowing when this will end. With the information that we have now, we can prevent the spread of COVID because we all know how to do it. We all know that we have to wear masks. We all know that we have to distance. We all know that we have to wash our hands. So the necessary measures to prevent the spread of COVID are known by almost everybody now. We had enough time. 1 year is enough time to educate the people, to inform the people about the disease. I was against opening classes for physical interaction at the beginning of the pandemic because not everyone knew exactly what was this. Not everybody was aware of the seriousness of the issue. At that time, it was too risky. But now I believe it doesn't present a big risk because even the small kids, they know what to do to avoid the contamination.
What do you think of those who are of the opinion that now that Africans have accepted to take the vaccine, it will be more prudent for the population to be vaccinated to an extent that it will be much safer to reopen from now? What do you think about that assertion?
You know, the vaccines are not given free. Africa, being the poorest continent, maybe in order to vaccinate the whole population, that may take 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And we cannot wait that long to resume our normal life. So I believe while the process of vaccination is going on, life also must start getting back to its normal. So I wouldn't agree with that we should wait until the whole population of Africa is vaccinated, because we will not get there anytime sooner. Like this year or next year, it may take longer than that. And instead of dying of other, you know, of hunger or other issues while we're waiting for the vaccine, it's better to go back to our normal life, at the same time making the effort to vaccinate the population.
Teachers in Mozambique have welcomed the announcement by the president, saying it's a welcome development and a positive step. Is that your stance as well?
Yes, because you see, with the schools closed, the teachers are staying at home, and those teaching in private institutions, some of them may lose their jobs because the schools will not be able to pay their salaries while they are staying at home. But that is not the main point. The main point, in my opinion, is that delaying reopening the schools, we are also delaying the progress of our children in their education. And Mozambique should not be taken as an island. Many other countries have reopened schools with different modalities. You know, some they are still doing mixed education online and physical. But we decided to open and ensure that the protocols to prevent COVID-19 will be observed in all the schools. So definitely, yes, it is a happy news for the teacher that will now go back to work. And, you know, it's a risky situation, but it is also a happy moment for those who have been at home for so long without working.